Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. Candace Cameron Bure, Mark Wahlberg, Carrie Underwood, Chip and Joanna Gaines, Tim Tebow, Sadie Robertson, what do they all have in common that makes them the influencers that they are today? The answer? They are all people who are extraordinary at something that they do. So much so that they have made a massive impact in this world. Did you know that you have in your possession, inside of you, the same thing that they have that makes them so exceptional? You all were created by God to be an influencer that makes a major impact in this world. Now, am I telling you that you're going to be the next actress or the next singer or the next pro athlete? Some of you, maybe. But not for most of you. And that's okay. God created you with unique gifts and talents that only you have in order to make an impact on this world like nobody else can. Something that when somebody sees you walking in your purpose, they say, wow, she was made for that. No one else can do that quite like she can. You were designed to make an impact in this world like nobody else can. I know I've said that, but you really were. You have a specific purpose for your life that nobody else can fulfill but you. Genesis 12, 1-3 says, "Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abraham, go for yourself, for your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives and your father's house, to the land that I will show you." Now please, hear me out. When I'm reading this, I'm not telling you to leave your family. Abraham was an adult and his family was holding him back from his specific calling. Basically, what God is saying to you in these verses is step out of your comfort zone and I will lead you into your God-given purpose. All right, now reading verses 2 and 3. This is God speaking. "And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you with an abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and in you will all the families of the earth be blessed, and by you they will bless themselves." All right, so what are these verses saying to you? God is basically saying to you, step out of your comfort zone and do the next step that he's calling you to take, and you will begin to make an impact on this world that over time will be so great. People who are in your circle of influence are going to start talking about you. They're going to start saying things like, wow, she's such a difference maker. Can you believe what she did? She is such a blessing to everybody she meets. You know, not only is God going to use you to make an impact on the people around you, but they will then turn around and say to the people around them, because of what she did, I am transformed. And now I can make a difference in the lives of those around me. I'll tell you, that's my story. I had somebody reach out to me. She was an older woman and she became like my mom. And this lady poured into me and she spoke life into me and she let God use her influence to make a difference in my life. And now here I am all these years later, turning around and getting to make a difference in all of your lives. That is what God can do in your life. When you walk in your God-given purpose, it makes a ripple. Have you ever like thrown a little, you know, when that rock first hits the water, it's like splash. And then here comes the ripple. That's the same thing that you can do. You can make a huge ripple in the lives of those around you, where after you shine your light into their lives,
they are able to turn around and shine their light into the lives of those around them. And that ripple effect becomes so big. And then you'll reach and touch and bless and impact more people's lives than you can even possibly imagine. You are called for so much greatness. But sometimes we hold ourselves back because of fear. Maybe we're feeling like we're not enough, or like we don't have what it takes, or we're just not strong enough, or even like we don't measure up. I think all of those were fears I had. But just like in Joshua chapter 1, where God tells him over and over and over again, do not be afraid. Be strong, be courageous, but don't be afraid. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that God talked to Joshua so many times about not being afraid, but being strong and courageous? Joshua had a big calling on his life, just like you do. He was stepping into the role of his mentor and leader, Moses. That was a pretty incredible role. Moses had a huge influence. Most of us have heard about Moses and all the things that he did. Now Joshua was stepping into that role, and God had to speak into him over and over and over again about not being afraid. Did you know that the Bible actually mentions do not be afraid, or fear not, or other phrases along those lines? He mentions not being afraid 365 times. There is a verse on do not fear for every single day of the year. And there's a reason that he does that. If there's one thing that holds us back from our God-given purpose, it isn't normally because we don't know what to do. It's because we let fear hold us back. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not fear. I will never leave you or forsake you. John 14:27, Jesus speaking, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out all fear. These are just a few of the verses that God is saying to you, do not let fear hold you back. Fear is the biggest enemy of living out our God-given purpose. You know, growing up, I was always told that I was too quiet and that I should talk more. And then when I did talk, I was always told that I talked too fast and that I needed to look others in the eye when I talked to them. I felt like I just could not be good enough. I was so scared of talking to people. Fear will always cause us to stay inside our comfort zones and never step out. I never wanted to be the center of attention, so I hid. I kind of went back by the wall and would watch people if I was in a room full of people. Fear will cause us to hide and isolate ourselves from others. You know, secretly on the inside, I wished I could have just talked to people and it wasn't scary for me. Fear will cause us to feel like we're not good enough. You may be thinking, well, I don't know what God's purpose for my life is. In the midst of God revealing his purpose for your life, the whole New Testament is summed up into two things: to know God, to spend time with him in prayer and in his word, and then to turn around and make him known to those around you. So even if you don't know what your God-given purpose is, that is a God-given purpose. So I want you to think about it. What are the fears that you're confronted with? What is it that keeps you from moving forward and doing what it is that God has called you to do? And then after you've thought about those, now is the time to overcome that fear with faith. Faith is simply choosing to trust what God says about you in his word. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Maybe you feel like you don't have very much faith today. You'd like to overcome those fears and insecurities that you're facing, but you don't see how that's possible. That was me. I had no clue how I was going to get on the other side of that fear into faith. But we see in this verse in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing. In order to grow in our faith, it's so important for us to make sure that we are reading the Bible consistently, that we're getting the word into our ears consistently, not just reading the word, but speaking it out loud so that we can hear it. So I want to encourage you, See what God says about things like fear or purpose. Take those verses, write them down, and then begin to speak them out loud. Here are a couple examples with the verses that I shared earlier. Isaiah 41:10, this is God speaking. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So write that verse down and then change it into an affirmation prayer. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have to fear because you are with me. I don't have to be dismayed or discouraged because you are my God. You are here to strengthen me, to help me, and to hold me up when I need it. Here's another one. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So write this verse down and change it into an affirmation prayer, just like you did the last one. Thank you, Lord, that I am strong and courageous. I will not fear or be afraid of them because you are the Lord, my God, who goes with me. You will never leave me nor abandon me. And then here's one more. John 14:27, Jesus speaking. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Again, write this down, change it into an affirmation prayer saying, thank you, Jesus, for giving me your peace. It's not a peace that this world can give me, but a peace that can only come from you. I will not let my heart be troubled, neither will I let it be afraid. So here are three verses that you can feel free to write down and speak anytime you feel fear trying to stop you from doing what it is that God has called you to do. Remember, if it's just to know God more and to make him known to those around you, that is a purpose that is more important than any other purpose. And actually, it's the basis to every single God-given purpose. So as I shared in the beginning, you were created with unique gifts and talents by God that only you have to make a major impact in this world. You were designed to make a difference in this world like nobody else can. You have a specific purpose for your life that nobody else can fulfill like you can. All right, ladies, as we say every single week, I want you to repeat after me and really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if somebody fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen podcast. Know that you can always reach out to me through the Uncommon Teen app. There is a tab. Once you open up that app, it says connect with Jamie. Click on that tab, connect with me. Let me know how you're doing. And if there are any specific subjects that you would like me to talk about on the podcast, I would love to hear from you. All right, ladies, have an incredible day, and we will see you back here next time.
Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person, at Uncommenting Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommenting Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommenting Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommenting. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.